I was looking.
Okay, you ready?
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Monday, October 1st, 2018, public meeting of Board of Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody here. It's a great turnout. If everyone please rise with me to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all that are in attendance here today, and we just ask that each and every one here would be the most beautiful person. I mean, we're here to recognize that, Lord, and we just ask that, you know, each and every one's a beautiful person here in Garrett County. We have a great county here, Lord, and we continue to ask your blessing upon it, and we ask your blessing upon this meeting here today. We ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, changes to the public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the public meeting agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. The meeting agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions, additions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. All right, we've got a pretty upbeat agenda today. Lots of recognitions, and of course the program for Garrett County's Most Beautiful Person. It is my distinct honor to start, though, with a recognition for a colleague of mine that does a fantastic job at Northern Middle School, and that is Allie Schilt. Allie, if you want to come on up. Yep, come on back here. Allie has the distinction of being named the National School Librarian of the Year by Scholastic. By the company Scholastic's School Library Journal. Let me reiterate that for a minute. This isn't the Garrett County Librarian of the Year or the State of Maryland Librarian of the Year. It's the National School Librarian of the Year, and she does a fantastic job. Garrett County, Maryland, October 1st, 2018, Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to Allie T. Schilt for being named 2018 School Librarian of the Year. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the great people of Garrett County, are happy to join together to extend our heartfelt congratulations to you on receiving the distinction of 2018 School Librarian of the Year by School Library Journal. Your dedication to the students and staff at Northern Middle School is commendable. We hereby bestow upon you, Allie T. Schilt, this certificate of commendation honoring you on this prestigious honor. Signed by Commissioners Titchener, Heimbaugh, and myself. You represent the county well and make us all proud. Thank you very much. Allie, anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I am honored to represent the school librarians of the nation and most importantly Garrett County. I would like to thank my husband and my son who are here, and Mrs. Barbara Baker came in too, and Mrs. Penny Prosper. Thank you so much for your support. It is an honor to work with the students of Garrett County.
I'm getting Larry mixed up with
no. I know it's tough.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor. Come on up here, Senator.
I didn't inform them prior to, but I have a Senate resolution. We always try to do something for the state to give the people for outstanding things that they do, to show that the state recognizes them and appreciate what they do for the people and citizens of the state of Maryland. I have a Senate of Maryland resolution. Be it hereby known to all that the Senate of Maryland offers its sincere congratulations to Allie T. Schiller in recognition of the SLJ, I guess that's what it is, National 2018 School Librarian of the Year Award for your outstanding and innovative work at Northern Middle School in Axon, Maryland. Congratulations. Our membership extends best wishes on this memorable occasion, presents this resolution on this day, signed by the President of the Senate, Mike Miller, myself, and the Senator from District 1. Thanks for all that you do. Keep it up.
Next on the agenda, we do have a proclamation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Bob, you want to come up? Is there any members of your team from the health department?
They did all the organizing.
All right. Come on up, ladies. We do have a proclamation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October 2018, whereas in 2018 alone, approximately 5,940 Maryland women will be diagnosed with breast cancer and 810 will die from the disease, making breast cancer the second most frequently diagnosed cancer in women. And whereas every woman is at risk for breast cancer, even if she has no family history or other risk factors for the disease. Whereas the screening and early detection of breast cancer is vital to the health and well-being of Maryland women. Whereas research shows that screening mammograms can help reduce the number of deaths from breast cancer among women. However, only 62.7% of Maryland women ages 40 and older report having a mammogram within the past year. Whereas Garrett County is pleased to join with the Department of Health to encourage women to learn about their risk for breast cancer, talk to their health care providers about recommended breast cancer screenings, and to be screened with clinical breast exams and mammograms as appropriate. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, do hereby proclaim October 2018 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Garrett County and urge our citizens to commend this observance. Signed by Commissioners Heinbold, Tichenor, and myself. Thank you all very much for what you do. Gets a picture.
Somebody always closes their eyes in every single picture.
Think anything else you want to say?
Thank you.
Okay, next up on the agenda, we have some bid awards in the purchasing department. Brian and Charlie, what do you guys got for us?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. First thing we have is for snow removal services. Bid number 18-0906SR. So bids were advertised for 2 weeks in Republican paper. We're due on Thursday, September 6, 2018. Bid packets were requested from 13 potential bidders for bid services. 4 responses were received and the bid tab was attached for your reference. And then after reviewing the bid for compliance with ministry requirements and based on feedback from the facilities and maintenance and departments, the recommendation is to award contracts to DBK snow removal for 3 sites. George's Creek Stone and Gravel for 1 site, and Here to Help for 2 sections. The Roads Department Facilities Maintenance will be plowing and or treating 7 locations, and it does represent a 2% increase from last year. There were no bids received for Section B for the Axon or Grantsville Rush surrounding areas. Next one we have, gentlemen, is for Wintergreen.
Hold on a second. Any questions about that one?
Next one we have, gentlemen, is Winter Braces Road Salt, bid number 18-0913WA. It was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, September 13, 2018. Bid packets were requested by 16 potential bidders and 5 bid services. 12 responses were received and the bid tab was attached. And after reviewing for compliance with your requirements, feedback for Public Works Road Division, we'd like to award the contracts for Type 1 material to 5 vendors: George Creek Stone, Keystone Lime Company, Maryland Minerals, Fairfax Concrete Products, and Allegheny Aggregates. For Type 2, or for the bottom ash any skid, we'd like to award a contract to Belmont Aggregates. And then for Type 3 road salt, Cargill Inc., and then American Rock Salt. And bid prices were unfortunately approximately 1%, just under 1% for the anti-skid, or I'm sorry, for stone bid prices. Anti-skid went up approximately 3.2, and road salt was up 2.5. There is an option for a one-year extension mutual agreement, and then the Public Works Road Division personnel, those decide which core to buy from, depending on the location, hauling costs, and availability of it.
Questions on that one? We'll go ahead and do the next one, too.
Final recommendation for consideration this afternoon, gentlemen, for the Shalmar Landslide Emergency Project. This is basically to clean up and stabilize the landslide that was experienced earlier in the summer season along Shalmar Road. We did receive a total of two bids that were due on September 20th. The recommendation, after conferring with MDE, is to award the contract to First Fruits Excavating out of Ridgely, West Virginia. Total contract price, $321,330. 90 days from the notice to proceed to complete this work, so we anticipated to be completed before the end of December. Funding is through an MOA existing with the county and MDE in the amount of $625,000. So there's plenty of money there to fund the project. Questions about that?
Questions? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Hearing no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve bid number 18-0906SR, snow removal services to those companies recommended by the department. Bid number 18-0913WA for winter abrasives and road salt, and bid number 18-0920 for the Shalmar Landslide Emergency Project, both also at the recommendation of the purchasing department. Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept all three.
Motion with a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, now I think the moment most of you have been waiting for and in attendance for, I'll turn it over to Jim Schaefer, and we'll do Garrett County's most beautiful person.
Good afternoon, everyone. We have several chairs up here. If anybody, you know, there are a number of people standing. There are three seats in the second row here, a couple of seats here in the front row. If you sit in the front, it won't be like you're going before the principal or anything, so don't be scared. So we have some chairs available. That'll help things out a little bit. On behalf of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the Garrett County Most Beautiful Person Committee, I'd like to thank everybody for being here today to participate in the 32nd, number 32, Garrett County Most Beautiful Person Ceremony. And I've been privileged to be on that committee for many of those 32 years, not all of them, but a good portion of them. And we received a number of nominations this year. This program recognizes and honors individuals for unselfishly giving of themselves and for having a positive impact on our community. And the commissioners would like to emphasize what an honor it is to be nominated, and would like to present each of you with a certificate of commendation to recognize in recognition of your generous contributions to our community. And there are a couple of lovely parting gifts for those who were nominated but were not selected this year. So we have some great things for everybody. One of the best things about the Most Beautiful Person program is nobody loses. This is not a political process. There are no public hearings. And no one's good name is trashed in front of the public. This is a very kind and gentle process. And there's a committee that meets that evaluates all the nominees. And Beverly Beard is here today. She's one of the members of the committee along with me. Also Francis Nagy and Linda Buckle were on the committee. So it's one of those things that's worth looking forward to every year. Not something you dread, but something you look forward to, because it's a joy to read through all the nomination forms and all the great things that are said about people. For once, reading things about where everything said is good. And that doesn't happen a lot. So, without any further ado, we're going to get on with the ceremony. I will be reading a brief profile of all the nominees, and the person who was selected as Most Beautiful Person, I will announce at the end. So we will begin, and by the way, after I do read each nominee, The commissioners will be presenting you with a pin, a little lapel pin, and some syrup, some Garrett County syrup. So, yeah, it's 1811, so I guess it's current syrup. So, yeah, I want to make sure it's fresh. So there we go. Okay, and do you have all that there? Just a little housekeeping here. Okay. Our first nominee we would like to recognize is Tom Wenzel. For 20 years, Tom Wenzel has generously served the local community and the visually impaired through his membership with the Deep Creek Lions Club. For the past 10 years, he's been the coordinator for the Blind Skier and Camper programs. Through these programs, visually impaired children from around the state come to Garrett County to experience the recreational activities that, in the words of Helen Keller, make the lives of the blind more worthwhile everywhere by giving them the joy of normal activity. Through his dedicated services, over 100 visually impaired children have been served. As an active member of the Lions Club, Tom volunteers his expertise as a boat mechanic to repair and winterize boats donated to the club for the annual auction. For over two decades, Tom has faithfully served the Deep Creek Lions Club and has touched the lives of hundreds of sighted and visually impaired individuals. He is a blessing to our county. And Tom was nominated by Chris Nichols. So, Tom, if you would like to come up and be recognized by the commissioners for being nominated. Carol's going to take a picture, I think. Stick around. Carol's going to take a picture. Our next nominee is Kelly Wilson, and this is from the nomination form. The person we are nominating is a volunteer of the heart. She is one of Garrett County's unsung heroines, always there but never recognized for what she does. She's quiet, behind-the-scenes sort of person who positively impacts everyone she meets. Since a child, she was taught, when you see a need, do your best to fill it. Thus, her generosity and kindness have become well-known in Garrett County. This warm, open, and loving person would do anything to help anyone in need. To name a few, she has opened her house to a homeless person for 6 weeks until other arrangements could be made, provided support for individuals, for their families, and families with illnesses. Kelly has provided food to needy ones in the community, sat with friends while their loved ones and their families had surgery, as well as taking them to doctor appointments and supporting them with guidance through medical issues. She is always there. She has a positive outlook and a great sense of humor. Who is the unsung heroine that volunteers her heart so completely? Who makes such a positive impact on the lives of everyone she meets? None other than Kelly Wilson. She is truly in all aspects and more Garrett County's most beautiful person, nominated by the Appalachian Crossroads staff. So Kelly, if you'd like to come up and be recognized with the commissioners for being nominated. Our next nominee is Kate Collins. Kate should be nominated for her continued efforts of sponsoring events at her business to fund and benefit the community. She holds yearly events for Hospice, Cindy's Fund, Heart, and others. She holds an annual event and raises money for Deep Creek Dunk for Special Olympics. Kate has collected items for flood victims in West Virginia by sending carloads of donated items for the school kids. She is a great example of what can be given back to the community with her time and generous efforts. And Kate was nominated by Deb Hirschman. So Kate, if you'd like to come and be recognized for being nominated. Our next nominee is Kathy Cheshire. Kathy's been a Girl Scout troop leader for the last 10 plus years. With the Girl Scout troop, she's annually organized canned food drives to help the local food pantry. She's very involved with her church and teaches Sunday school. Kathy has been a homeschool group co-op coordinator and teaches several classes in their co-op at Bruce Outreach Center. She's always willing to help any way she can. And just recently, she delivered handmade blankets made by her teen class to various senior centers. And she was nominated by Carrie Wolford. So recognize Kathy right now. Gotta love those photo ops, right? Our next nominee is Kaylin Paul. Kaylin is a 2018 Southern Garrett High School graduate who will be attending Garrett College this fall, and is, I guess the school year has started, to pursue her degree in teaching with an emphasis on special education. Kaylin is extremely active with Garrett County's Camp Caring, which is a free week-long camp that is available to Garrett County students that have cognitive disabilities. 2 years ago, she took over the camp and puts forth all her efforts to make sure it continues to run. In addition to her countless hours at Camp Caring, Kaylin volunteers for the Kitzmiller Lions Club, and the nominee says that he believes Kaylin is very deserving of this award simply because it's an inspiration to see someone with a disability such as hers to do the things she is doing. And she was nominated by Brian King. So Kaylin, you can come up and be recognized by the commissioners. Sure, everybody can get around and take a picture.
Yeah. Going up there.
June, y'all can come on up and just get your picture. Okay?
Good.
So, as you can tell, this is why we like doing what we do every year, right? This is really excellent. Our next nominee is Mark Marucci. Through his membership with the Oakland Mountain Lake Park Lions Club and on his own, he has managed and dedicated countless and innumerable hours to the Lions Chicken Barbecue, Chillin' and Grillin', and Redneck Days. Money collected from these events have benefited so many Garrett County residents. For years, the Marucci men have maintained the Southern Garrett High School football field, made significant improvements to the field, one of which was to widen the field to allow soccer to become a competitive sport at the school. Mark has provided a traditional spaghetti dinner for the Southern Garrett High School football team at his home for many years. Mark and his family created the Blue and Margaret Marucci Scholarship, which has granted over $5,000 the past 5 years to a male and female student athlete to continue their academic vision. He has dedicated his fundraising council and talent to the Make-A-Wish Foundation for many years. In today's society, locally and nationally, volunteerism is diminishing and fading. Mark Marucci has never faltered and was never hesitant to step in and help whomever or whatever organization. Mark is a true friend of Garrett County, and we should all be proud that he is part of our community. Again, I'm honored to submit his nomination, nominated by Monty Pagenhart. So, Mark, if you want to come up and be recognized with the commissioners. Who was that anyway? Is that you?
Okay, that would work.
Thank you. Yeah, my pastor, when I was growing up, Reverend Charles Teets was selected as most beautiful person a while back, and when he came up to accept his award, he said, I was listening to that letter, and I was thinking, I'd sure like to know that fellow sometime. And that was a lot like him, because you think, well, is that about me? But yeah, it is. And our next nominees, it's a group, the B&O Steam Engine Restoration Volunteers. This group of volunteers has spent countless hours working to acquire an original steam engine to be parked in front of the Oakland B&O train station. They have all volunteered many hours to work alongside Diversified Rail Service, who restored the engine. Getting a steam engine has been a dream of many people connected with the B&O station, and now it has become a reality. This engine is going to bring many tourists to Garrett County and be a wonderful addition to the town of Oakland. Nominated by Gretchen Schaefer, so we'll recognize the B&O Steam Restoration Volunteers, and I'll name them before you applaud. Terry Helbig, Bob Schaefer, Dave Nordic, Morgan France, Bill Nemeth, Dave Bell, Carl Gray, and Tom Kuhn. I know most of them are here. Guys, Carol has a picture she'd like to take of you guys. You want to herd up and herd in there together?
Hey, Bill, why don't you and Bob switch? You're like 9 foot six, you'd be 6 foot nine. Get up here, Bob.
Morgan, okay? You need to get lined up, or is it all right?
Looks like some of them took a time out from working on the engine to come up here and do the ceremony, so that was pretty good. Like the uniform. Our next nominee is Daniel Clark. The busiest person I know is Daniel Clark. He was Scoutmaster for Boy Scout Troop Number 22, supporting and guiding at least 9 young men to achieve the highest rank of Eagle Scout. For many years, he's also been an assistant coach for Southern Wrestling. He trains with the boys by running and wrestling with them. He leads by example. He has played a major role in Southern High's wrestling winning records dating back to 1990. Daniel is a blood donor and to date has donated up to 15 gallons. He is an active member of the Knights of Columbus, where every year they set up a booth at the fair and all proceeds are donated to many different local charities. I can't believe the amount of hours he spends of his free time preparing for this event. Dan is very active in his church. Once a year, he delivers flowers to the widows of the church, heading up the Easter egg hunt by preparing the eggs and all the work prior to the event, plus many other volunteer projects and events. Anyone who knows Dan is amazed at the energy he has and the effort that he puts into his work. He's been an active member of our community since 1989. He has been a positive role model for many of our youth over the last 3 decades. Nominated by Ken Harris and Loretta Mangan. It's my pleasure to announce Garrett County's most beautiful person for this year is Daniel Clark. It's heavy. Be ready.
I'd just like to say that it's extremely humbling, and it's really an honor, a great honor, to be considered among Garrett County's most beautiful people, because there's many more people, and I'm just not the only one, so thank you very much.
we also will have a proclamation from Senator George Edwards to present after the photo shoot.
I'm not going to take it.
First of all, I want to congratulate all the nominees. I think this shows the caliber, quality of the people of Garrett County, the outstanding things that they do for the community. It doesn't affect a whole lot in return for it. I think that says a lot for Garrett County. And I think we can look forward to the next pancake dinner here, since you guys got all that syrup. We put on a pancake night, buy any syrup, raise some money, get that engine running, get the rubber wheels on and run around town.
We're not allowed to cook in the station.
That's my pleasure to present the Maryland resolution. Be hereby known to all at the Senate of the Maryland offices. Serious congratulations to Daniel L. Clark in recognition of being named Garrett County's most beautiful person for 2018. For your selfless and dedicated volunteer service and contribution to the community, congratulations. Membership, entire membership, extend the best wishes on this memorable occasion. Directs this resolution presented on this day, signed by the President of the Senate, myself as a senator from this district. Congratulations.
So this is why we do what we do every year, right, Bev? And we enjoy it a lot. And I know last year's ceremony when we recognized Brian and Crystal Bowl, that was really, I don't want to say it was a heart-stopping kind of ceremony, but it was really wow. That was a wow, too. So every year we just really look forward to this payoff when we can recognize everybody who's been nominated, because, again, everybody wins. And nobody loses with this. It is indeed an honor to be recognized. And I always say this every year at the end, that you have homework to do. You do have an assignment when you leave here, because next year our committee is going to meet again, and we're going to look over nominations again. And so it's your job to, for yourself and for your friends and for the community, to give us lots of nominations and make it as hard for us as possible to select one person or organization to be most beautiful person. So we look forward to seeing at least many of you here again next year, and thank you very much.
All right, before we move on to the rest of our meeting agenda, I do want to thank Jim for your hard work on this and your committee. And once again, congratulate all the nominees and thank them for all that they do. Okay, next up on the agenda, we have a couple of resolutions. These resolutions are for refinancing the Western Conveyance.
Let everybody clear out.
You do a really good job, you might get a gallon of syrup. If you do a really good job, you might get a gallon of syrup.
We have to do two resolutions. They're basically the same because one is on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, the other is on behalf of the Garrett County Sanitary District. We kind of set it both, so we have to do the two separate resolutions. And Kevin, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, sir. The first resolution you'll do as the Garrett County Board of Commissioners sitting as the Garrett County Sanitary District. This is for the issuance of a bond. General obligation installment bond in the amount of $7,400,000. And the bond, the purpose of refinance is to refinance certain cost of the project known as the Western Conveyance Sewer Collection System Project. And we took out a construction loan during the construction of the Western Conveyance System, and now we're going to convert that to a bond, tax-free bond, to pay the debt back.
Any questions for Kevin? Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the resolution on behalf of the Sanitary District for the general obligation installment bond of $7,420,000?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question and motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The second resolution is basically the exact same resolution, except it's as the Board of Commissioners, because the Board of Commissioners will actually be issuing the bonds. And again, it's for $7,420,000 for the to refinance the construction loan for the Western Conveyance System.
Okay. Any questions on that? Basically the same thing, this time on behalf of the commissioners. For the bond in the amount of $7,420,000 for Western Conveyance. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
A motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question. Motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Those submitted and have these bonds issued. Thank you.
All right. At this time, we're going to close the public meeting and open a public hearing, and I'll turn it over to the Director of Economic Development, Mr. Mike Huff, to talk about the application for the Enterprise Zone at Northern Garrett Industrial Park for the redesignation. Do we have a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing?
So
we have a second?
Second.
All right, we are now in public hearing. Mike, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. What we're trying to apply for is a redesignation of the Northern Garrett Industrial Park for an enterprise zone. It's 110 acres, although all the land is owned privately. There are four businesses that do have the ability to expand. This provides local real estate property tax credits and new job tax credits. That's the application product.
Any questions for Mike from the commissioners? Any questions for Mike from the audience? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing and reopen the public meeting.
Okay, move.
All right, we are now back in the public meeting, and I have resolution number 2018-7. To apply to the Maryland Department of Commerce for redesignation of Northern Garrett Industrial Park as an enterprise zone. Any questions about that? Do we have a motion to accept resolution number 2018-7?
Make a motion to accept it.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question. Motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, that's the end of our business agenda. Before we go into executive session to talk about proposal for a business or industrial organization located or expand or remain in the county, we do have time for public commentary. Does anybody have any comments or questions at this time? Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm asking if you would consider halting the Mountain Lake Park cell towers operation and location in light of it posing a potential threat to children, teachers, staff, playground, and the public within its fall radius, and the negative impacts and exposures to our neighborhood. I have a handout for each of you.
Did you introduce yourself just so we have it in the minutes of the record?
Pardon?
Yeah, can you state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Will Hebden.
Thank you.
Many of us have owned our property on Pensinger Boulevard, Mountain Lake Park, for decades. Mountain Lake Park cares for its residents by establishing some good proactive town regulations, such as the building height restrictions of 35 feet, setbacks, and sensitive areas. Further, our neighborhood has covenants that help maintain aesthetics, character, and home value. Then you go and spoil it all by allowing a 125-foot cell tower that dominates our neighborhood to be built in our backyards in violation of Mountain Lake Park zoning without notice to affected property owners or the town, and then ignoring the pleas of Mountain Lake Park government and your constituents residing in this neighborhood that elected you to protect us from such conflicts. Cell tower negative influence exposures and consequences include: the cell tower is literally in our backyards. There is no screening, shielding. The tower is dominating height with blinking and commercial lighting and direct exposures to operations 24/7, 365 is disturbing and changes our residential neighborhood into a commercial site. The distance from the tower base to Tennant Road school property line is 28 feet. This setback violates standard practices of matching height to setback. So, when there's a tower collapse, 97 feet of the 125-foot tower crashes onto the in-use playground, children, and the public that are in the fall zone. Falling and wind-flung ice sheets, equipment, tools, and fire have been determined to cause fatal injuries within cell towers' fall zones, creating massive liabilities for the school system, local government, and ultimately the community when the insurance policy won't pay anymore. Students, staff, and neighbors are subjected to additional and more intense tower transmissions and other influences because of the insufficient setback. This tower has reduced the value of our properties by 20% or more based on industry studies. This constitutes significant investment losses that hurts many of us living on fixed incomes and counting on future property values for retirement stability. The aesthetics and character of our neighborhood and community is irreparably damaged. We live in a neighborhood with proactive covenants and a community of town regulations to protect our properties and families, but it has been ignored. There are wetland sensitive areas and an underground stream under our and the cell tower properties that create flooding and undermines our properties. These conditions appear to have been overlooked. This is what it looks like. This is what the view looks like from. You've probably seen this in the newspaper.
Yeah.
It's right there in the backyard. Permitting this tower and construction has allowed and enabled the creation of a public hazard, nuisance, adverse risk, and liability exposures without notification and community participation, and have negatively impacted our quality of life and safety. Because of this and the above factors, it appears that due diligence is lacking. There are health issues associated with tower transmission. See the Romanzotti Institute, the U.S. National Toxicology Program findings. The cell phone industry has admitted in court that transmissions are harmful and are required to limit workers' exposures. Wendell Beitzel suggested a zoning provision for cell towers be established. Changes in FCC regulations and health risk studies assessments are expected shortly. John Delaney sent me a letter in support of the actions he is and support, and the actions he is taking is as follows. He's supporting the Cell Deployment Act, which is a bill that would allow denials on the basis of structural, safety, and aesthetic concerns. He also stated, and I quote, "I understand your concerns about the aesthetic and radio frequency safety implications of these small cell towers, which is why I recently wrote a letter to Federal Communications Chairman Pei, urging the FCC to complete its study on the RF health risk associated with high levels of exposure. Our letter also asked that the FCC provide guidance on how much flexibility the county and other locations have in making zoning decisions where aesthetic concerns are raised by residents. I will continue to monitor the situation closely, and I will be sure to keep your thoughts in mind should related legislation be introduced in the House of Representatives. On August 5th, we requested to meet with the county commissioners in order to be put on the meeting agenda. No opportunities have been provided for at Oakland meetings. Perhaps a moratorium on cell phone, on cell tower permits should be placed until issues are resolved.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing no other comment or questions, do I have a motion to adjourn to executive session under General Provisions Article 3-305B1 of the Maryland Open Meetings Law to consider a matter that concerns a proposal for a business or industrial organization to locate, expand, and remain in the county?
Motion to.
All right. Public meeting is adjourned. Thank you.